This interview is taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is conducted with Mrs. Amy Jackson of Emu Plains, and the date is the 5th of December 1991.
Yeah. My name's Amy Jackson. I live at 20 Dewdney Road, Emu Plains. I was born on the 18th of July 1916. Born in Penrith. I'm a widow. I'm Australian and I have three children.
How long have you lived in the Penrith area?
Well, I was born in Penrith. I've always lived. I did work down Sydney way for a while before I was married, but I've, you know, in my married life, I've always lived around the area.
Mm-hmm. So you were born in the Penrith area. Whereabouts did you live then? Where was the house you were born in?
The corner of Mulgar Road and High Street.
Oh, and so that's quite in the centre of town now.
Yes, oh yes, mm-hmm. yes. And the house is demolished now.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Then I was born in 1916, in 1919, my parents moved to Emu Plains, you know, the old place down there. That's where we lived then. My parents lived there then.
Down in the river?
Yes, mm-hmm. on the Western Hope, the one they called the old police station.
Oh, right. Yes. Was it an old police station?
Yes, oh yes, it was, yes, oh. yeah. Yes. The police lived there before they built the other, the police station next door.
And so you lived most of your childhood in Emu Plains then?
Yes, oh yes, mm-hmm. yes I did.
And you went to the local school?
Yes, at Emu Plains and Penrith, the convent, went to Emu Public School for a while and then into the convent at Penrith.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get into school? Did you walk or?
If we got our jobs done in time and managed to catch the train, we caught that, but if it was running late, we'd have to walk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'd ride down to the station and the train just go out and then turn around and then walk all the way up to up to Penrith when we were going to Penrith School. Because at Emu School, though, we always walked, always had to walk. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a long walk then to Penrith?
Yes, that was quite a good walk from the old place down to the Emu School too, because it was just over a mile. Because we started there when we were six. Mm-hmm. Still.
How many children were there in your family?
Five.
Mm-hmm. Were you the eldest or?
No, the second eldest.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you always had someone to walk with when you were walking to
school?
Yes,
because my brother was going before me.
Mm-hmm. And did you travel by bus at all in the area then or was?
What, during the school time?
Yeah.
No, there were no buses, then. No.
So how did you get around if you didn't walk?
Well, we only walked.
Did your parents have a car?
Oh, no.
So you just had to walk everywhere?
Yes. Mm. Yes, if you're going any distance, you go by train. But
yes.
I mean, just around the area. If we'd go to Penrith, you'd walk up to Penrith and do the shopping and walk home with it.
Mm. So your mother had a lot of walking to do then?
Yes, she used to walk into Penrith quite often.
Did she get her groceries delivered?
Yes, a man used, when we were young, the chap used to come from the store in Penrith, that's going back a long time, because he'd ride a horse and get the order.
Really?
And then the things would be brought over.
And what was the house like that you lived in, the old police station? Was it what was it made of?
Just, was it, some of it was brick and some timber and plaster inside. Yes.
Was it large? How many rooms did it have?
Five rooms in the front part of the house, you know, the old place, and there's the veranda and then the dining room and the kitchen and the laundry on the back, but the laundry was added on later. There was no laundry when we were young, really young.
And I suppose you had the toilet down in the backyard.
That's
in those
right,
days.
Yes. Yeah.
And So your mother wouldn't have had any electrical appliances or anything like that?
Not till later, no. Not till later.
And did you go to high school after you left primary?
I finished at the convent school in Penrith in what they called, us, we just called it seventh class, you know, but it would have been like first year, I suppose.
Right.
Left when I was 14.
Mm-hmm. And was that as far as the school went?
No, it went further, but I didn't, I left.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do when you left school?
I was home for a few months, and then I got worked for people in their homes.
Mm-hmm. Locally in the local area.
I was working for someone on EMEA for a little while, but then I left there, and I worked for someone down in Strathfield.
Ah.
And I was there for quite a while.
You lived there too, did you?
Oh yes, lived in the places. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Then. I went and worked for the woman I was working for at Strathfield. I worked for her daughter at Bondi for a while. Then I came home again for a while. Then I got a job up at Lawson. I worked up there for a long time. Mm. It was a Church of England girls' school.
Oh,
I worked up there doing everything, whatever they were short of, I'd do, cooking, laundry, anything, housework, waiting on table.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Yes. Yes, and when I left there, then I was home for a while, and then not long after that I got married.
So what year would that have been that you were married?
In 1943.
Mm. So when you were married, then I suppose you moved into your own home.
Yes, in Castle Rose Street.
In Penrith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's different to Castlereagh Road.
Yes.
So that's in the heart of Penrith.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So, about the time you got married, then that's the period we're really wanting to look at the 40s and through to 50s. So, what was your house like? The one that you did you build a house?
Oh no, no, it was just renting it.
Renting.
Yeah, weatherboard.
A weatherboard house.
Yes, yes.
And how many rooms would that have had?
It had three bedrooms and the what we used to call front room, and then the kitchen and the laundry and bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And did that have an inside toilet?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
And sewage?
Sewage, yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
And so what sort of land was around it? Was there much garden?
Oh, no, it was a good area down the back. There's a very narrow frontage. It was just the width of the house and then just a drive. That was mm-hmm. the whole width of the...
Right. And I meant to ask you what sort of land was around the house you lived in as a child.
I see.
Was that...
Oh, yes, there was a lot of land there.
Was that a big acre?
Oh, well, it was... Not like acreages, you know, but it'd be like, I suppose you'd call four or five building blocks.
Really? Mm. And did your father keep a garden there?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, he grew stuff.
Grew vegetables. Yeah.
Yes, as well as that, he had a, where the caravan park is, excuse me, at EMEA Plains. I don't know if you've noticed the caravan park just beside the bridge. Well, first of all, Dad and his brother were renting that from Mr. McGrath, I think, owned it, and then they ended up buying it between them. But Dad always grew stuff down there as well. Yes.
So what was your father's occupation?
He worked down at the gravel company with his horses and dray. You know, carting the
gravel.
The stones. You know, up to the crusher. You know, getting the stones and that out of the river and.
He actually got them out of the river, didn't he?
Oh, yes, and wherever it was down there at the gravel company.
So it was fairly, the landscape was fairly countryfied in those days?
Yes.
When you were a child?
Yes, it's a lot of orchards.
How would you describe it?
As nice and peaceful.
Yeah.
Yes, nice.
And they were mostly orchards, were they, the properties around?
Yes, there? Yes. Well, both sides of the highway along here was all orchards. They were orchards.
And so you had a nice feeling of space around you.
Yes.
Did you feel, did you enjoy living here as a child?
Oh, yes.
You didn't feel isolated?
No, because we had our family.
Did you have close neighbours too?
Yes, the people who lived next door, mostly the policemen, families, most of them had children.
And
not that we had a lot of time to play or anything, because we all had our jobs to do with the amount of land that Dad was attending to. And
What sort of jobs would you have had to do?
When my brother and I, because we were not much difference in our ages, when we'd get up of a morning, we'd have to go down, and because Dad always had milking cows at home, usually two, to keep for butter and milk for our own use. And Dad had the cows down, as I spoke about the farm over the line. And we'd have to go down and bring the cows home and milk them and separate the milk, put it through the separator and take the cows down to the river to have a drink and back down to the farm again. Then come home and get ready and go to school.
This was all before going to school?
Oh, yes, that's right. We thought nothing of it. That was just a thing you did, It's just our way of life.
Yes.
It was no problem. We didn't think we shouldn't be doing it or anything like that. It was just it.
And what about after school? Did you have jobs to do then too?
Oh, yes, usually. It depend on the time too. It might be time for something to be cut down on the farm, like sorghum or corn to be, picked or something. That was mostly at the weekend because Dad was working, through the week. But of a weekend, we had a lot of corn picking and cutting sorghum. Or then when the corn was brought home, it was put into a shed. We had to husk that, and sometimes with the hurricane lantern out the shed at night, my brother and I,
Did you?
Yes. Then you put the corn, I'd have to go through the corn sheller, to get the corn off the cob, and we had to in that.
So you were busy, you had a busy life?
Oh, yes. Good though.
And as a child, what sort of things did you do for recreation, if you had any time left?
I'm mostly reading.
Did you?
Yes, I used to like reading. The more getting around games then, chasing around us, hiding, or anything like that, something, hopscotch even.
Getting back now to the 40s, when you were a young married lady, your house was on a much smaller block.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's deep going back. It was narrow frontage.
Yeah.
It was part. There's a place. It was identical to the. There's one in Castlereagh Street, right next to the Salvation Army. Well, I don't know if you know it at all, but our house was identical. But the Salvation Army took it over and it was demolished. But it was exactly the same as that. It's an X-ray place, It was there.
And you were actually on that site where the.
Yes, but Salvation Army is extended onto it now.
And how did you feel about that being demolished?
Oh, a bit sad, when you've lived in a place. Yeah. It's 'cause the same with all the different houses we were in, you feel a bit sad for a while.
And so did you say that you kept a garden there, your husband grew vegetables or?
At Castlereagh Street, yes. Mm-hmm. Some vegetables there. Flowers. Mostly always had sweet peas growing. Wherever we went, we always had sweet peas.
They're lovely.
Yes.
And did you have modern conveniences in that house?
I just had a fridge, but had a fuel stove for a while, and then I got a small electric stove.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when you say you had a fridge, did you have an electric fridge?
Yes. Yes, we got the fridge whilst we were living there.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you had the milk and bread all delivered to the house in those
days? Yes, at the time you put the I had a hook hanging from the front veranda, and you put the billy out, hang the billy out, the milkman would bring the milk and tip it in. Delivered.
And yes. What about the rest of your shopping? Did you
For a while I used to order the my groceries, and then they'd be brought to the house. Yes, for, you know, whilst I was incarcerated, street part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you know, with the things got a bit worse, and you sort of went and got it yourself, you know, with probably the war affecting things.
So deliveries stopped a bit, I suppose, due to the war, did they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what would your... How many children you had?
Three children. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And far apart were they?
Well, the one boy, my husband was a widower, and he had the two children at the time, but Peter, the older one, he got he had rheumatoid arthritis, and he died when he was 17 and a half. That was in 1949.
Mm.
And then that left Ronnie, like, you know, that's Ronnie was my stepson, really, and then I had two children of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so did you have those two children close together?
Well, Lenny, the one I'm living with now, he was born in 1947, and Betty, my daughter, was born in 1949.
Mm-hmm. So there was 2 years between them. And how old was the your husband's son?
He was born in 34.
Oh, right, so he was a little bit older. But
Yes.
And did you plan your family? Did you plan to have the two children?
No, it just happened, you know. Yeah. I did have one baby before, but was born dead. It was full term, but I didn't have... Yes, it was born,
and
born dead. That was in 44. I had them.
What were the medical services like in the area then?
There was only a couple of doctors, I think, really. That it was all right, you know. The doctors we had were good doctors.
Did you have your children at the hospital?
No, the first one I had, and then, because my husband was pregnant again, you're going down to Crown Street, he says, so I had to go down there.
Right.
Yeah.
So the first one, the baby that you lost, did you have that in the hospital here? Or?
Yes, in Penrith, because it was the one that's the Governor Phillip Hospital now, which was the hospital in those days. That was the hospital.
Mm.
But yes, I had the baby there. But with the other two, I went
to... You went to Crown Street.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go from Penrith.
Yes. Yes, well, I was in quite a few weeks before Lenny was born. Then I was in a bit longer before Betty was born.
Right.
So I had some blood pressure and kidney problems and that with the pregnancies.
So you didn't have that last-minute dash from Penrith to Sydney?
No. I used to ask the doctor, could I go home? He says, what do you want to go home to Penrith for? I said, way up there, you know, I think it was the back of Burke or somewhere.
And so when your children were young, did you, what was your daily routine then when your children were small?
Getting my husband off to work, or do you mean before the children went to school, like before they were school age?
Well... Yes, before they were school age, and I guess when they started school too.
I'd get my husband off to work, and then attend to them. Then we'd have our breakfast, and the children and I, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get the jobs done that had to be done about the house, that sort of thing.
And that was enough to keep you busy, I suppose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then I had, I used to do, you know, a bit of knitting and that then too.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Peter was still, that was before Peter died, before Betty was born. But we'd have games. Sometimes Ronnie and I have board games and that sort of thing. But when he was on school holidays.
And did you cook jams and things like that?
Yes, I used to make jam. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not a lot, but some mostly tomato jam because I loved it.
And you grew tomatoes, I suppose.
Oh,
did
yes,
you?
Yeah.
Nothing like homegrown tomatoes for jam.
Yeah, and melon, we used to make melon. I used to make melon jam too.
And did you make your children's clothes at all? Did you sell?
Only the baby clothes, and I've made a couple of dresses for my daughter, and then I made her first Holy Communion dress, but I didn't continue on with it.
So when your children started going to school, did they go to the same school that you went to at Emu Plains?
Or? Oh, no.
Oh, Penrith they went, I suppose.
They went to the Infants Public School at Penrith. That's where they started.
And they walked to school?
Yes, they walked to school. Lenny was about six, that's when we moved to Cambridge Park, and then they went, from there they'd travel in the bus to school and back home again.
So when would that have been that you moved there?
53 would have been there.
And so had the area changed very much in that time? When you left Penrith in 53, had it changed very much from when you first went to live there?
No, not a lot. A few shops might have changed hands, but it wasn't anything like it is now.
No.
Not all those different shopping malls and things.
That came later.
Yeah.
And what was it like at Cambridge Park when you moved there?
Very quiet.
Was it country fine?
Yes. Lots of trees just opposite us, you know, a lot of still blocks that wasn't built on or anything.
Really?
Quite nice, though. Yes, we went out there because we wanted to get a place of our own.
Because you'd been renting.
Yes, that's right.
Do you remember how much rent you used to pay in those days?
We used to pay in Castlereagh Street, we paid £1.
£1 a week?
Yes, £1
really?
A week.
Yes. It's incredible.
Yes, yes.
Standards,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, I was up at the Catholic fete a few weeks back, and I met the lady who used to come around and get the rent, you know, because
really?
With, you know, people from in Penrith that we knew. Yes. Yes, that's a lot of water flowed down the bridge since then.
Yes. And so you built your house at Cambridge Park?
Oh, no, it was, it wasn't quite completed when we bought it, and then my husband and his brother finished it off.
Yes. And what was that made from? Was it
fibro. Fibro and with a tin roof.
And was it on a large block of land?
Yes, it was quite large. It was 100 feet by 200 feet. They did end up, like after we sold and that, they ended up dividing it up and made two blocks out of it.
So that house was demolished after you left it too, so?
The one at
Cambridge Park?
No, the house is still there.
I see, they just cut off some of the land.
Yeah, they divided, well, it was 100 feet wide, so those, you know, 50 feet for each one.
And so did you have a garden there too?
Yes. Vegetables? My husband always had gardens, vegetables. Yeah, we grew our flowers. It was horrible soil there, though. It was clay and ironstone. But still grew stuff. To dig, you'd used to use the pick, you know, mattock.
Did you do it too?
In the flower garden I used to do, dig some of it up.
Was that just for your own use, or did you sell the flowers?
Oh, no, just for our own use. Yes, just to make it look nice.
Yeah. And what were the roads like around there when you moved there? Were they sealed roads?
It was wasn't tarred. It was just that road-based stuff, that metal dust. It was quite good, even in the wet weather. It didn't bog or slip or anything. The metal dust was really good.
And did you have neighbours close by?
Yes, there was people one building block between us on one side to the next place, but the next house was next to our block. There were a few vacant blocks around, like every block wasn't occupied, but we did have houses around.
And did you make friends with your neighbours? Did you have a close community?
Just you know, neighbourly.
Yeah. Not too close.
Yes, not in one another's pockets or anything. No.
What about in Penrith before, while you were living there, when you were renting? Did you have close neighbours there?
Well, it was only the one side, Mrs. Kinsella. Yes, mm-hmm. It was always good.
And you
neighbours,
corner,
good neighbours, and then the next house up to Mr. and Mrs. Street, they were always very good too. Yeah.
And so what was the shopping like at Cambridge Park? Did you have shops nearby?
Just one little shop. just goes across through in the, amongst the trees and the bush to go. It was on a road, but we used to cut through, you know, a little sort of mixed business.
Yes. For any more serious shopping, you'd go into Penrith, would you?
Yes. Mm. Yes, by that time they had a car, drive into Penrith.
Oh, right. And what about shopping for clothes? Did you do your shopping locally or did you travel further?
Oh, I just always shop in Penrith for my clothes.
Did you ever have to go to Parramatta or Sydney for any shopping?
No, not really. No. What I needed, I could get in Penrith. Mm-hmm.
And did your children go to school, to high school locally too?
Betty ended up going to she was going to high school and then she left, and I think she left. Lenny went to high school and he left from there, and Betty ended up changing from the public school to the Catholic school and she left from there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when the children were a bit older, did you start working again?
When my parents were getting older and they wasn't too good, and two brothers were working, so I used to go over. I forget what year it was now. I was going over and looking after them for quite a long time, I think about 5 years. I'd pop over of a day and after the kiddies went to school.
Right, and helping your parents.
Yes.
Looking after them.
And then go home in the afternoon time, usually pick my husband up from that Kingswood station, wherever I wanted to pick him up from work and take him home.
So you were looking after the whole family, really, then at that stage?
Yes, two brothers were home, but they were working, and I'd go over and be with Mum and Dad and do the work around the house and leave the food ready for Jack to cook when he came home and do their washing and
Must have been busy.
Yes, but you didn't, you know, because it fitted in. Even though you didn't have so many, you know, conveniences, you seem to have more time than what the young ones seem to have these days.
Yes, I wonder why that is.
Yes, it's strange, isn't it?
So, what about finances? How did you manage your household accounts? Did you manage the household money, or
yes?
Your husband gave you a certain amount, or
just about all, just hand the wages over,
and you managed it. Women are wonderful managers. And did you use? I suppose you paid everything off as you went along, did you? Or did you use hire purchase at all?
When we bought our fridge and our first TV and things like that. But I always saw that I had about half of what the thing was going to cost and then paid that down and then just paid it so that it'd be paid up in a short time.
Right.
Because interest always bugged me. I didn't believe in interest.
Yeah.
Paying out dead money.
That's right. And what about the churches in the area? Did you find that the churches played a big role in your family's life or in the community generally?
For our own family sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was always, because we were all Catholics.
Mm-hmm. And you went to the local Catholic church?
Yes, in Penrith. Yes, I went, my brother and I went for a while, and then my two sisters and my young brother, because they followed, you know, on after.
And did you belong to any social organisations connected with the church?
Or? No, I didn't.
Did your children?
No, not really, no.
And did you belong to any other sort of community organisations?
No, I was never into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. No,
not Red Cross or any of that?
No, no. I had my family, you know, and we had our things. We had my husband's brother, he and his wife and children, they'd visit us pretty frequently, and we'd pop down to their place a weekend often, you know, and
visit.
Yes, and probably sometimes stay overnight or something on the Saturday night.
And that was your main form of entertainment, I guess, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and then we'd, before then, like often, sometimes the night we'd go over home to Mum and Dad and have a game of euchre. They mm-hmm. liked their game of euchre, and we'd go over there and have a game.
And did you go on family picnics at all?
Occasionally, not a lot. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And did you take holidays during the school holidays at all? Did you go away?
Sometimes with the family I spoke about, my husband's brother and his wife and children, we'd go up north or down south camping sometimes.
Oh, did you?
Yes, mm-hmm. just in tents.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Oh yes, lovely. Yeah. Yes, I like that.
Children would have liked
it. Yes, yeah, my husband too. We all liked it. We all fit in the one tent, but we all enjoyed it.
Cozy.
Yeah, that was good.
Did you? What did your children do when they were a bit older, as teenagers? You know, what did they do for recreation? Did they go to the pictures?
Oh. Yes, to the pictures and, you know, getting around with their friends.
Dancing?
No, they